Enemies of liberty, I know you're out there, and that you're afraid, afraid of us. I'm here to remind America of where we began, where we are now, and where we're heading if things don't change. I am the Strident Conservative.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, the Strident Conservative. So-called conservatives have rightfully pointed out Joe Biden's out-of-control use of executive orders to issue unconstitutional gun control measures, but they should also point out that his ability to do so comes courtesy of Donald Trump and the Republican Party, thanks to their support of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act is the brainchild of Marco Rubio, though he voted against final passage, and it was supported by 9 of the top 11 highest NRA-funded Republican senators: Mitt Romney, Richard Burr, Roy Blunt, Tom Tillis, Joni Ernst, Rob Portman, Todd C. Young, Bill Cassidy, and Pat Toomey. The NRA has a nefarious connection with another pro-gun control Republican, Donald Trump, who supported one of the key elements of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act when he was in the White House: red flag laws. Trump was a big fan of the idea of seizing guns from law-abiding citizens without due process using extreme risk protection orders, or red flag laws. And he once stated in a bipartisan meeting at the White House about gun control, the government should, quote, take guns first, go through due process second, end quote. There are those who will disagree with me about the role played by Donald Trump and the Republican Party concerning the issue of gun control, but the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act and history tells us otherwise. I've written a lot more about this on my website. If you'd like to check it out and let me know what you think, visit stridingconservative.com.